Good evening.
Good evening.
Shavua Tov.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, Shavua Tov.
I hope everything is well and you had a good Shabbat.
I did. Slept most of the day. I think I needed it. I needed
to. I agree. I assume you're the only one on.
Yes.
Okay. So we will wait.
And it was right at 9 o'clock, so.
I understand. Usually when I get on these calls recently, I'm usually right at my time 10 and there's nobody on, so I get to listen to music, so. But people usually arrive quickly, so we'll just have to wait and see. Okay,
being quiet. I have to tell you something, but I don't want to tell you unless it's just you and I. So it's been pondering.
Has joined.
Shabbat Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakar. Anna Bekoa, Gedula Chimika,
has joined.
Alphabet Gimel, Utah Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amchasagbenu, Taharenu. No ra Ufreshayan Sintet Nun. Magibor Dorshe Hudha Kevavat Shamrem Num Gimel Dalet Yitkav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkavcha Tamid Gamrem Betet Resh Saditav Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Ge'er Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. I skipped a verse. Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Sadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, Melseah won wa'pesha, V'chata'av enakeh. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from Parashat Yitro, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's known as Pasuk 29. We will begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabar Yichud, Ishkin Te, Bidkilu Urshimu, Utkilu, Utkilu Urshimu, L'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate, V'yichud Ashalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, L'imud Torah Mitzvah, L'asok Torah Mitzvah, V'yino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nand Kudsha Rihu Koma De Aved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mideya Ulan Haga Beyakalana dehakuru ovada bishot inun wikolaitz derich bealma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy by studying a verse from the Tanakh that has the same energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael undati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Asher Barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is the energy of redemption, providing the children of Israel are prepared for the redemption. We will connect connect to this energy but through the study of a verse in the Tanakh as well. It's from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wagam mehem eka lakohanim lalivim amar Hashem yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God by taking each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta. Hey Zayo, Ala da, La awa, Hey Hey Ah, Yo Zala, May Be Hey, Hey Rayo, Hey Kome, La awa, Kala Yo, La wawa, Hey Hey La, Nu La Ha, Yo Yo Yo, May La Hey, Hey Hey Wa, Nu Ta Hey, May Hey Ah Ah, Yo Ray Ta, She Ah Hey. Re o yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da la nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he ka a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be yo me nu ko a yo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by Tzadikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he ke ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa ala ra re yo a ala me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be we he me ta re wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo. Da he be me kato a la wa he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzadikim who left this day is the seventh day of Cheshvan.
Has joined.
And the seventh day of Cheshvan is a holiday in the modern state of Israel. That holiday is known as Yom HaAliyah, the day of elevation, the day of elevating to the land of Israel. Tomorrow in our class at 10:30, I will explain it in much more detail. The Tzadikim who left this day, Rav Yehuda Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Rabbi Simcha Elberg, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Eichenstein of Roseboe, Rabbi Nosen David Rabinowitz of Shidlova, Rabbi Yerachmiel Tzvi of Be'ala Shedlitz, Rabbi Yisrael Welts, Rabbi Abraham Meslis, Rabbi Shimon Deutsch of Dobermill, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch of Tomoshov, and Rabbi David of Sevorn. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, starting at the bottom of the tree and rising step by step. Malchut. Yo aheni wayohe, yo aheni wayohe, yo aheni wayohe, yosod, yu ahuni wuyohu, yu ahuni wuyohu, yu ahuni wuyohu, sod, yu ahuni wuyohu, yu ahuni wuyohu, yu ahuni wuyohu, netzach. Ye ahini we ohi. Ye ahini we ohi. Ye ahini we ohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Ye ash. Ni we yosh. Ye ash. Ni we yosh. Ye ash. Ni we yosh. Chesed, yeah, anyway your hair, yeah, anyway your hair, yeah, anyway your hair, Bina, yeah, anyway your hair, yeah, anyway your hair, yeah, anyway your hair, Achma, yeah, anyway your hair, yeah, anyway your hair, yeah, anyway your hair. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. And the abridged Kaddish, it gadal itkadash me rabbah, and we all say amen. Yalma divra kirute viyamli. Malhute v'chaye chonu v'yome chonu v'chaye d'kol Beit Yisrael v'agalav v'zman kariv v'yit rabach v'yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit romam v'yit nase v'yit adar v'yit ale v'yit alal sh'mei d'kudsha Leila min ko birkata v'shirata v'shvechata v'nechemata v'amiran b'alma Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al ko Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromal, u'yaseh shalom aleinu, v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class is the Zohar class. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column. When you open up that landing page, you have a list of all of the parashas. Please scroll down to Parasha Lech Lecha. And when that landing page opens up, Please scroll to section 4. They left from Ur of the Chaldeans. And that is our handout initially for tonight. We'll start with the Lishem Yehud, and we'll start with verse 20 of section 4 of Lech Lecha from the Zohar. Lishem Yehud kudshabarichu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu liakta lishem yudhe bavavhe biyehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah. I made the error. We are not starting with verse 20. We're starting with verse 17. Kachati makiti vayikach terach et Avram b'no ve'et Lot ben Haran ve'omer vayetu haitam me'ur hakasim v'yatu itam ato mibay le'ad hakiti vayikach terach Gomer, my veyetu itam ela tairach belot im Avraham besara nafaku deinun chawo ikra leme pak mi goinun hayavaya dekawan dechamatera. De Avraham Berea Ishte Zedi Goy Dura Itcha Darle Mebat Reuteya De Avraham Bugin Ka Vayetu Itam Tera Velot. Come and see. It is written, and Terach took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, and they left with them from the Ur of the Chaldeans. He asked, why is it written, and they left with them, when it should have been written with him, namely with Terach? If as it is written, and Terach took, why is it then written with them? Because Terach and Lot left with Abraham and Sarah, who really wanted to depart from among the wicked. Only after Terach saw that Abraham, his son, was saved from the fire, did he return to follow Abraham's wishes. As a result, Terach and Lot left with them. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, one needs information from both Midrash and a close reading of the letters and words of the story itself. One needs to realize that this verse from the Chumash is in Noach's parasha, not Lech Lecha. Terach took Avram, Sarai, and Lot, son of Haran, and then settled in Haran. They stopped in Haran, a city between Ur Chasdim, which is the light of a demon. The Zohar is asking about the language which does not seem to make sense. The Midrash says that Terach left Ur Chasdim, which is the land of Nimrod. He did so since Nimrod found him to be worthy of an execution, if he would have stayed. This is due to an action of Avram, his son. While traveling, Avram wanted to go to Canaan, as Hashem had told him. Terach only wanted to escape Nimrod. Nimrod ordered the burning test of Avram when he caught Terach and Avram in Haran. Avram passed this test. And Terach then agreed to move on to Hanan, but he died in Haran prior to the leaving, since his life was no longer going to achieve more of his tikkun. Pasuk 18. Ushata din paku makitiv laleket arta kanan diruta dilhon hawalameha aman mikan olifna kovman de itar de itakaa Sain leya takase pihake udike one titi lalehet archa kenaan diad vayomer Hashem el Abraham lach lech lecha viadihu itar. God made a lakiti lech lecha. And when they left to go to the land of Canaan, it was because they desired to go there. From this we learn that whoever asks to be purified will be helped. Come and see that this is so, because the words to go to the land of Canaan are immediately followed by the words, now Hashem said to Avram, get you out. So before his desire to go to the land of Canaan was awakened, it was not yet written, get you out. Therefore, he who asks and wakes on his own from below is helped from above, because without awakening from below, there is no awakening from above. My commentary. Understand the spiritual process. The higher self receives directions from the higher worlds to cause the physical person to do an action of prayer and request due to the need for the revelation of that light in the lower world. This cause is concealed in the physical world until the revelation of the help of the higher world starts the process of revealing the effect of the physical world's actions, so that the illusion is maintained, and people perceive the physical effect as the cause in the physical world. Of course, this is purely an illusion. That is necessary for maintaining the illusion. Pasuk 19. Tachatze mila dile la la itar ad itar letata bekadmeta alma detishre tahiyo dile la perazad mila dechora ukma laik ached in chora chiv avra Adeit arit dekad beta. Kewan deit arit dekad meta. Miad mitnehora. Ivra sharya yo yala. Come and see. Nothing is aroused above before it is first aroused below, so that what is aroused above rests upon it. The secret is that the black flame of the candle, which is the secret of the nukvah, does not hold on to the white flame of the candle, which is the secret of Zeran Pin, before it is aroused. As soon as it is aroused first, the white flame immediately rests upon it. And this is so because the lower one has to be aroused first. A commentary. This is saying the same thing as my comment to Pasuk 19 explained. This metaphor of the black flame being the support of the white flame is helpful to understand what is said in my comment to Pasuk 19. This is my opinion. Pasuk 20. Uyad kiti velokim al damilach al teherash v'al tishkot el begin delight pesach nefora kivavra me alma v'al min v'kein hamaskirim et Hashem al damilachem begin le'atara Letata Bamedishre Itaruta Dilela Bakane K one deitar Barnash Itaruta Bekad Meta Kidane Itar Itaruta Dilela Tahatse kewan diktil Vayetsu haitam veor Tasdim wegomer Miyad vayomer Hashem el Avram wegomer. Therefore it is written, do not keep silent, Elohim. Do not hold your peace and be still, El. So that the white flame will never cease to exist in the world, because Elohim is the secret of the Nukva, which is the secret of the black flame. So if it does not hold its peace and be still, and if it never ceases to be awakened from below, then the white flame, which is the secret of Zeranpin, shall always rest upon it from above. You who make mention of Hashem, take no rest, so that there will always be awakening from below on which that from above should come and rest upon it. Therefore, when a person first arouses the awakening from below, the awakening from above is aroused. Come and see. It is written, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans. Immediately Hashem said to Avram, this means that he received help from above. The reason is that the light needs something crude from below to cling onto, and this crude object or action is entirely in the hands of the lower world. A commentary. This is so the illusion in the physical world can look like a cause. An example is the baseball breaking the window. The actual spiritual cause is that the window is told to break. The baseball being thrown at the window is not an illusion, so people that think they know the cause of the breaking, when in reality it serves a purpose of maintaining the illusion. We'll now proceed to section 5. But before we go, does anybody have any questions on what has been said so far in Zohar Section 4?
Hello?
Yes.
This kind of explains the black flame and the white flame. To me, the black letters and the white background, I kind of realize now what that truly means, you know, and the Torah and how the scrolls were written. I see it as the black letter as Malkut and the white spaces as you said, Zeranpin, the spiritual world, and why that process was made. and writing the Torah or writing the Zohar. It kind of validates some things for me.
Baruch Hashem, I'm glad to for you to have those validations, and it's an indication of levels of spiritual growth. We read the Zohar over and over again, just as we read the Torah itself over and over again. We cycle through it year by year. We cycle through the Zohar the same way. We don't have the time to read all of the Zohar in every parasha, but it is recommended that you do that. And each time you read it, you are going to see something different, something new, something that is a different connection for you. And that's exactly what you're describing, Malcolm. As we have read this section before, we covered this section in our Deep Zohar class. And most of us, including me, will not remember what was said in our Deep Zohar class. We could listen to the recordings. But when you read it, those Deep Zohar classes come back and give you revelation in a different way than you heard it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So Baruch Hashem. Would anybody else like to comment? Or Pasuk 21 in section 5. If we do learn all of section 21, section 5, we will be going over our time limit today. So, depending on your sense, when we get to the time limit, we'll decide what to do. Pasuk 21. Vayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha, Amar Rabbi Elazar lech lecha, Legarmach leatkana garmach, leatkana dargadila, lech lecha leit ant pedai, bimekam. Hakabein Havayavin Ilein. Now Hashem said to Avram, get you out. Literally, go for you, for yourself. According to Rabbi Elazar, the phrase go for you means for yourself. In other words, go out for yourself to fulfill yourself and complete your grade. Get you out, for you must not stay here among the wicked. My commentary. This is a very deep spiritual lesson that only the Kabbalists learn. The modern spiritual New Age systems do not know this. Every action is based on a desire to receive. There is no true desire to share. There is no such thing as altruism. We do for ourselves. The Kabbalists know that receiving for the sake of sharing is the only way to permanently receive the goodness of the Creator and keep it permanently in this world, and the world that is coming that will transform our physical world into heaven on earth. That is why the Kabbalist does know what he does. Pasuk 22. Verazad mila lech lecha dehaku chabarichu Yahiv leyale Abraham rucha dechachmeta Lahawad yada umzarech. Sare si tre de Yeshuve Alma vista kabeho Beat kabetik la Veyada helindi Mebanan Al si tre Yeshuva. The secret behind the words get you out is that the Holy One, blessed be He, inspired Abraham with the spirit of wisdom. He knew how to judge the spirits, meaning also the winds of the civilized world. He observed them, he weighed them in the scales, and knew how to connect them to the powers entrusted to govern the inhabited places on earth. My commentary. This is telling us that Abraham knew the wisdom of communicating with other people and when to judge the winds of change of political policies. This is a useful wisdom as a protection shield, but not an effective way to change either yourself or the world. Pasuk 23. I will add to Pasuk 22, my commentary, to apply this information to our current political situation. Pasuk 23. Tadmata legoy dekuda de emsaita de yeshuva takil betikla Velahawa sale beyadeya Ashkach leminda heiladi Mimana la velaya hil Veitabeka biruteya. When he reached the middle point of civilization, he waited in the scales but could not reach any conclusion. This means that he elevated Mayim Nukvim, female waters, in order to draw down the spirit of wisdom to that place, but did not succeed. He tried to see and to know what sort of power governed that place, but could not conceive it. My commentary. This is speaking about the land of Israel, whose governing entity is Hashem himself, and not an angelic minister. Pasuk 24. Takil kama zinin v'chama deha mitaman ishtil kol alma Ashkach v'tzerah v'takol minda v'chama deha chela ila Dala leya leya shira amik v'satim Belavihu kegavnei desitre dargein deyishuva. He waited a few more times before realizing that the whole world spouts from that place and is established upon it. He observed carefully and measured so as to understand the subject and concluded that the supernal force above it could not be measured, that it is deep and concealed, and that it does not resemble the different parts of the inhabited land. And again, the Zohar is telling us that Avram tried to know Hashem completely, which, as we know, is impossible for a physical being to encompass all the spiritual knowledge. Pasuk 25. Vashkach v'takil v'yada d'hakama dim ha'iyo Mekuda emtsaita d'yeshuva Minea ishtil kol alma V'kol sitro hakename Yada d'hachela Vishare ala mitaman nafku koshe arhelim dimanan al kosi tre alma the kaho eahidan idain vaye tu itam me urkas dil alechel arza genaan. He watched attentively, weighed, and realized that the middle point of the inhabitant world is the point from which the whole world moves out to all its corners, which means that the point governs all the sephirot of Zerantin and all the sephirot of Nukva, which are named the corners of the world, since the point is placed above them. Similarly, he knew the power that now prevails over the point. As a result, all other powers that govern the corners of the world originate from that point, and all the Sephirot hold to it. Then they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. My commentary. This is teaching us about the astrology of where and when to move to a new location. It is also revealing the idea of the paths of energy flow from Israel to the rest of the physical world. Pasuk 26. Od ashkach v'takel v'tzareh l'mekam al berira demila dehahu atar v'lahawa Yada wila yakil mekam ala leitabaka Dewan dehama hukpa dehai atar vila yakil mekam aleya miyad viyabo adharan vishusham. He continued to observe, weigh, and examine in an effort to determine the nature of that place, but he was unable to understand it so as to cleave to it. He saw the strength of that place and realized that he could not understand it, and therefore immediately they came to Haran and dwelt there. My commentary. Haran is a place of trade. That is the meaning of its name. That implies business, yet it does not specify business, or physical world, or trade between species in the spiritual realm. Pasuk 27. Ma'ita ma'ad Avraham ela de'ihu Hawayada v'tzare v'kolinun Shaltanin medabere Alma v'kol sitro de yeshuva Hadawa hawata kel v'tzare Inun de shaltin besitre de yeshuva Medabere koch v'aya Umazale hon maninun, taki fin ilain al ilain vahawata kel kol yeshuve, de alma vahawasa lek bito, tadmata lehayatar, sama taki fubra amikin.
He asks, why did Abraham delay in Haran
and not leave there immediately, to go to the land of Canaan, as it is written, and they dwelt there. And he answers, Abraham knew and checked all the governors and rulers of the world that had dominion over the entire civilized world. And he was examining all those who govern and rule over the directions of the world's inhabited land, all those that have dominion over the stars and constellations. He learned how they exercise their power over one another. In considering all the inhabited places in the world, he did well. But when he reached that place, the point of Malchut, he saw the force of the depths, and he could not withstand it. My commentary. Avram was using the astrological knowledge concealed in the Sefer Yetzirah to calculate and understand spiritual laws. This is the location where he most likely wrote the Sefer Yetzirah in its original 400 or 600 chapters, as described in the Talmud. This is also why they stopped and dwelt there. Pasuk 28. From the Zohar, Kewan decha makush abarichu itaruta dileya, teteuta dileya miyad itkaleya leya, wa amar leya lech lecha, lamin da lach, ulat kanat arma. As soon as the Holy One, blessed be He, noticed his awakening and his passion, he immediately revealed himself to Abraham and said, get you out in order to learn about and perfect yourself. My commentary. Again, understand spiritual cause, physical effect, and physical revelation coming from concealed spiritual cause, as discussed in my commentaries above. Pasuk 29. Me artzecha me hahu sitra deshuva dahaweyat mitzdabak beya umimolatecha me hahu hachmav da'at mashkach Takil Tolda Tadila Beraga Asata Zimna de Itiahi Dat Beau Fahu Ochava Fahu Mazala. The word your country is used when he said to him, get you out, referred to that side of the inhabited world to which he was attached. This is the right side only. The left side is not included. The words, and from your kindred, mean that he told him, get you out from that wisdom with which you study your horoscope, determined by watching and examining the moments, the hour, and the time of your birth, and the planet and the sign under which you were born. All of this is related to the illumination of the left side and is not included within the right. My commentary. Hashem was telling Abram to rise above the astrological influences by following the direction to get you out. This is both a consciousness and a physical action. Leave one place and become a different person. Pasuk 30. Umi beit avicha dilat hashka beit hadiavu deitlach sharsha leatzlacha ve'alma mi beita diavuch Begin kach lech lecha mechach mata davu me ashkahu tada. the verse, and from your father's house, means that he told him, get you out and never look upon your father's house again, referring to Haran, and never seek to discover if the root of your success in the world is from your father's house. Therefore, get you out of this wisdom and this observance. My commentary. This is teaching us that we need to stop limiting us, ourselves, by what we think and expand our consciousness to achieve everything. Consciousness defines what happens, and yet it is very difficult to maintain that consciousness and maintain focus on a specific goal of consciousness. It takes practice, and it takes awareness of how we limit ourselves. It is an important spiritual practice to question and perceive what is our limiting factor and consciousness right now. Is it not trusting that the angel of death will be removed in the year 2000? Which is over 20 years ago? Do we not trust this? I know many people who want to earn more money but are unwilling to send a resume to a job opening in another city. They do not understand that the job offer from another city does not have to be accepted. How little we know how we limit ourselves. Pasuk 31. It looks like we will be able to finish shortly after the time limit. So I'm going to proceed and complete it. Elai ikra demilta kema deitmar el haaretz asher arecha arecha matila yekela lemekam aleya vela yakelat leminda hela dehahiyo aradi hu amik besatim. Come and see. It is indeed so. Because they had already left Ur of the Chaldeans and were in Haran, why should he say to him, get you out of your country and from your kindred? For he has already left Ur of the Chaldeans, which is his country and family. Therefore, the main point has to be, as previously stated, that the meaning of your country is the illumination of the right without the left, and your kindred is the illumination of the left without the right. The land that I will show you means that I will show you what you were not able to conceive because of the judgments of the illumination of the left, and were not able to know about the power of that land, namely Malchut, which is deep and hidden. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching us to realize that we do not have to understand things to do our actions. We can trust our intuition if we have practiced it and strengthened it. If you want to know how to strengthen your intuition, send me an email. That's the end of section 5. It's also the end of our time. Does anyone have any questions on either section 4 or 5?
I have a question. What is the territory of Haran in today's time?
Ur Kasdim is Iran, mm-hmm. And Haran is in Iraq.
Okay.
That's my best guess. I don't remember that I ever read it differently or specifically. And when I say my best guess, it's an indication that I'm connecting to my intuition. So you have to determine whether you think that's correct to utilize it and that the intuitive answer is correct. And it's a nice way of saying, don't trust me, but I'm being facetious when I make that last statement. Are there any other questions? Our classes tomorrow, we have a 7 a.m. class on first Aliyah for the Parasha of Lech Lecha, and we have a 10:30 class, which we'll be studying the 10 luminous emanations. And we have a 3 o'clock class where we'll be studying advanced reincarnation. I remind you that there will be a late night study this coming Wednesday night for the 11th of Heshvan, for the Hilulah of Rachel Imena. I wish you all Shalom Gadol, a good week, Shavuot Tov, filled with peace and serenity. Shalom to all, Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol, thank you. Shalom.
Gadol.